Good morning. Today's gospel reminded me of the collect in the evening prayer. It asked Jesus to stay with us because night is near and the day is past, to be our companion in the way, to kindle our hearts, and to awaken hope that we might know him both as revealed in Scripture and in the breaking of the bread. This is a time when many of us are afraid and lonely. We miss the people we love, both near and far. Our hearts ache for community and our arms for physical hugs. We want to know we will soon be close again. We're striving to remember that Jesus is with us even as we feel so separated. We yearn for those moments when Jesus is again known to us in the breaking of the bread as we gather together in the communion of all the saints. We hope that time will come soon. Surely the apostles felt the same way. All that was known to them was suddenly gone. One moment, Jesus is with them, telling them that the bread is his body and the wine is his blood, and that they are to remember each time they eat or drink. They hardly have time to consider that before everything changes and he's gone. This anxiety keeps them from fully remembering that he told them the Son of Man would suffer many things, be killed, and then on the third day rise again. Or that he promised them that he would be with them always. Surely we can empathize with them. Right now we're hearing a lot about traumatic stress and how we're being affected in this unprecedented time. I wonder about the disciples. Can we imagine the trauma of loving Jesus, giving up everything to follow him, being with him everywhere, and suddenly he's taken away, arrested, tried, lashed, humiliated, and nailed to a cross? He dies in agony. The grief, oh my God. And then Mary Magdalene and the other women telling them the astounding news that the tomb is empty. Angels say he is alive. How can that be? I can imagine the emotional whiplash they experience as the sensations flash through them. And now, here they are walking with this stranger, telling him of the past few days. It's the third day. What was so different about his physical self now that they did not know him? Perhaps they were so caught up in their own shock and awe that they could not recognize him in that place and in that time. He seems amazed that they do not understand or remember the things that they had been taught. So he begins to teach them again, and they listen. Because night is near, the two disciples invite the stranger to stay with them, so he does. At supper, the man they still did not recognize takes the bread, blesses it, breaks it, and then he gives it to them. And they know. Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us? The collect for today says, "Open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work." The eyes of their faith are open. Even though he's now gone, they know. Talking with a friend this week about the gospel in these times, we lamented the idea that we feel as though we're on a roller coaster with no buffers. Everything seems fine, and suddenly, with no warning, we plummet. Those buffers that might ordinarily soften the impact of the unexpected are missing right now. We are extremely vulnerable. Surely this must be the way the disciples felt. The highs, the lows, the shock, the grief, the hope, the joy, and all points in between. Maybe the memory of the promise of resurrection got lost in the middle of the moment of anxiety. Resurrection is a very big deal to believe. Our bodies dying, rising from the dead, life made new, forever is a promise. Believing in the resurrection is the theme. We are not normal people. We are Easter people. Even in our busiest times, we continue to be Easter people because we believe in the resurrection, daring to imagine what our lives in Christ are all about. Resurrection is so much more than we can dare to imagine, yet we do dare every time we pray. We remember the commands, love God, love one another, and to allow ourselves to be born anew again and again by that imperishable word of God. Even if the disciples were not able to recognize him with their eyes, they surely knew that Jesus was with them. They knew in their heart, in their eyes of faith. Easter is about transformation. We are in times of transformation in the midst of this pandemic. That is for sure. This threat came into our lives untamed in its potential, unbound within our understanding of whatever is normal. This tiny virus disrupted our world, unwanted, unheralded. What is this tiny thing opening before us? Maybe somewhere, even in its chaos and damage, this is an opportunity for us to see with new eyes things that are always before us. One of the really special things to come from this pandemic is the opportunity to pray with others in the daily office throughout the week. The number of people who are now praying in this new way is really amazing. In our physical separation, still, we can pray with one another any time of day. The same is true for Sundays, as we worship with people we love online. Perhaps this is an opportunity for us to use what Walter Brueggemann calls the prophetic imagination, looking more deeply into those things which we so often take for granted. Prophetic imagination asks us to know, through faith, beyond our fear and anxiety. That does not mean that these fears or anxieties are not real, or that we can make them go away. Simply, it asks us to remember that God is with us always, regardless. That even during the most frightening times, there is something new that God is doing in our lives, with our lives, for us and for the world. And most importantly, that we are a major part of that. These are anxious times for many who are concerned about housing costs, job losses, grief, or health concerns. For others, it has offered moments of reflection and rest and boredom. And then there are all those points in between. We know that there are great discrepancies in our society's economic levels. What helps the least of these helps all of us. We know that too. Thinking about it economically or spiritually, when all have equal access to food, water, housing, education, and health care, society as a whole benefits. This is an opportunity to see more clearly the injustices in our society. The prospect of intentionally working towards writing that all that is unjust awaits us as we come out of this thing. As we look towards what Dean Cathy calls remembering our parish communities, of once again being with each other physically, hopefully we'll carry with us these discoveries that we have rediscovered that we're making. Whether these are the injustices that beset so many, or the amazing awareness of new spring growth, or the long walks, the moments spent playing, or new ways of praying, hopefully we'll hold on to these things. It is so easy to forget these moments when we're rushed. We do what needs to be done as the demand arises. Yet if we can hold on to the new awareness, to see with the eyes of our faith, to cling to the knowing that Easter is here, this can carry us into whatever new thing God is doing. Lord Jesus, stay with us. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture and the breaking of the bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen.
Amen.